on today's Compassion Radio.
The deception with this cult is so high, and if you don't allow yourself to be persuaded to go over to the Eastern Lightning cult, they'll come after you, and they're physically very violent. It's just a very vicious cult.
Intrepid.
When God tells you to go, then everything works out. He provides.
Involved.
It is so exciting to see what God can do, and this is why there is so much hope.
International.
Compassion Radio allows the listener to get involved in projects that are going to change history.
This is Compassion Radio.
Celebrating our 74th year of sharing the light of the gospel in the most remote places on earth. We are Compassion Radio. Welcome aboard. The last few days on this broadcast, we've heard some compelling discussion between our own Bram Floria and author and intrepid storyteller Hope Flinchbaugh. In case you missed these broadcasts, or any of our programs for that matter, they can all be found and heard conveniently on demand at CompassionRadio.com. Now, Bram continued to roll tape during his discussion with our guest, and they talked about a troubling cult-like movement that's become a dangerous challenge for our brothers and sisters in Christ that we need to know about. Let's get started. Here again is Bram Floria.
Friends, today we're welcoming back a friend of ours who spoke so eloquently over the past few days about the situation in China. Now, over the past two or three decades, Compassion Radio has been very invested in bringing the Word of God back to China. There are so many millions of new believers that all want a copy of God's Word to be able to use like a weapon to win people to Christ and to push back the principalities and powers. We've got to help them. That's one of our prime focuses as a ministry, to equip the church in China. And Hope Flinchbaugh is the person that's brought to life these stories for us again. Hope Flinchbaugh, welcome back to Compassion Radio.
Thank you, Bram. Pleased to be here with you.
You've had a lot of experience with the church close up. You've been there, you've visited with believers who are underground, but you've also run up against something that is really a serious threat to the church itself in China and to the whole society of China, and that's called the Eastern Lightning Cult. Now, we've heard a little bit about that in the West, but your experience has been pretty up close with this thing. So describe the threat and what do you think the principalities and powers are that are behind it?
Well, I'd be glad to explain this. I actually first found out about the Eastern Lightning Cult when my dad and I traveled into China together. We went in through Revival Christian Ministries International, Dennis and Kathy Balcom's organization in Hong Kong. Definitely took Bibles inside China. We were donkeys for Jesus, as they called
Amen.
It. That. Yes, we were. And I was so proud. I just felt so proud to be able to do that. What surprised me is I went into China to basically see the state-run orphanages. I wanted to see orphans. I wanted to see the children. I wanted to see with my own eyes what was going on so that I could report accurately. I went in journalistically, but I also went in by faith. So I'm exploring and I'm thinking, I want to see one of these orphanages. And they took us to underground seminaries and they introduced us to five top leaders, the Chinese house church movement in southern China. And these five leaders had just been released after horrible, horrible treatment by the Eastern Lightning Cult. 30-some-odd leaders were kidnapped. The Eastern Lightning Cult pretended to be Christians and infiltrated their churches and their church leadership. And they said, well, you know, we have a wonderful Haggai Institute in Singapore, which is a wonderful institute, by the way. All the leaders were anxious to learn from such teachers. Well, they were pretending to be those teachers. And the Eastern Lightning Cult said, let's go up into the mountain. We'll teach you up there so that we're away from police and we won't be detected. And they all thought it was a wonderful idea. They go away for a couple of weeks and come back with a lot of great teaching under their belt. But when they got up into those mountains, they found out that it was actually a cult that had led them up there. The cult took their phones. They began to coerce them. At first, they open the Bible and act as though they agree with the Bible. A few days later, they begin to challenge what's in the Bible. And about a week out, they'll begin to, maybe even a few more days out, they'll begin to denounce what is in the Bible. To give a summary of the Eastern Lightning Cult, the heart of the matter is that they base their belief on the verse in the Bible that says, as lightning flashes from the east to the west, so will the coming of the Son of Man be. Their point of view says, Jesus was the Messiah from the west. And the Messiah from the East is the next Messiah, and she's here, and she lives in China. That's the summation of what they believe.
So you personally met people that were being abducted and coerced, if not brainwashed, by a cult who is bent on the destruction of the true church.
Exactly. And the Eastern Lightning cult will go into the true churches. They will go into the Christian churches because they would rather convert a Christian over to the Eastern Lightning cult rather than going out and finding someone who has no religion. They won't go to an atheist first. They won't go to an agnostic. They won't even go to a Confucianist person. They will go to someone who is a bona fide Christian and seek to deceive them and lead them away.
Do you think they're after them because they're prone to be believers at that point, or are they easier to persuade? There's a spirit of destruction here. There's an Abaddon that's trying to undermine the church.
That's right, Graham. I was very honored to talk to the man that I talked to. My dad and I met him secretly at a hotel. He was actually a persecuted Christian himself, and he and his friends, they actually were leaders of like a 28 million member house church. So we're talking about someone who is way up there as far as spiritually in China. He and all of his friends, really. As he walked down the hallway, he had a cane. And I said to my translator, why does he have a cane? And she said he was beaten in prison for his faith. And this was before Eastern Lightning Cult had kidnapped. To answer your question, their thought in the Eastern Lightning Cult is that Christians already have such a large number of followers. If they can get the leaders to convert, for example, these leaders were over 28 million house church Christians in southern China. So their thought is, if we can convert them, they'll go back to their churches. And we won't just have 30 people converted. We will have 28 million converted over to Eastern Lightning.
It's kind of like a spiritual guerrilla warfare.
I've not heard it explained that way, but I think you're right on there.
Were there women as part of this group, too?
Oh, yes.
They've been abducted then, and they're working on trying to brainwash them. What happens at the end of that brainwashing attempt if they don't yield to the will of Eastern Lightning cult?
Well, one of them had an earlobe cut off. One of them was stuffed with rocks and into a bag and thrown into a lake.
Did they survive then?
I don't think the one did, no, but someone else had survived. In fact, the way that they got out of this, they were up in the mountains in the middle of nowhere, taking these supposedly seminary training from wonderful, reputable Christian leaders, and they weren't. They were cult members. These people took their cell phones from them. One woman managed to escape, and she ran. And as a house church Christian, people get put in prison for being a pastor of a house church. So her quandary was, what do we do now? You know, do we go tell the police? I'm a house church Christian. I could get in trouble. But she did decide to tell the police, and she actually went to Shanghai. And, of course, the Public Security Bureau police raided this. And as soon as the Eastern Lightning Cult caught wind that police were coming, they dispersed because their greatest fear is to be caught by the Chinese police. So that's the story in a nutshell, what happened when we went to China in 2002.
Do you perceive them as being the prime threat against the believing church in China?
If you consider the tale of the dragon in the book of Revelation a threat against China, I would say yes. It's really the spiritual force behind them. What surprised me, Bram, the most is that I thought that the Eastern Lightning cult would kind of fizzle out. You know, that happens a lot of times with cults. They just fizzle out and go to nothing. What was really surprising is that this cult did not fizzle out. It keeps going. And even Dennis Baucom, who is the missionary, he got a hold of me right after the Lord spoke to my heart. And he said, I want you to put on radio. I have a radio show, by the way, on Blog Talk Radio. And it's in English and in Chinese. We have listeners who listen in China and in other places, Chinese listeners. The Lord spoke to my heart to do a show in 2013 on the Eastern Lightning Cult. I prayed and I said, God, you know, I'll do it. But I thought they were kind of history. But I did it out of obedience. And right after we started those shows and began to inform people of this cult, I was contacted by Dennis Baucom, who's a very well-known missionary for China. Many of the Chinese Christians call him the father of the house church movement. He and his wife, Kathy, have been working with China since the 70s. I mean, they're just fantastic people. So here's this very well-seasoned American missionary inside China, looked up to by so many. He was asked to come and address a group of pastors. This is normal fare for him. He constantly talks to leaders. So he lands and he goes to this one place, and he was surprised they took him to a remote location. He contacted me and he said, Hope, you know, they began to talk about God, and they, instead of addressing him as God, they used other names. and questioned them on it because I'm assuming I'm with a group of Christian pastors. And they began to use the term Almighty God. That seems to be one of the key phrases, is using the word Almighty God. That is their phrase for their female Messiah that they believe is the second. And I explained this before, but as lightning goes from the east to the west, even so must the coming of the Son of Man be. And they say that Jesus has come again, and she's a woman, and she was in China. And so they address her as Almighty God. Dennis, he realized he was out in a remote location with a huge group of Eastern Lightning cult members, and he knew he was in trouble. It's not a good place to be.
Yeah.
The first thing he did is he went outside and he actually contacted his secretary in Hong Kong, explained the scheduling to her, and said, get me a plane. And he got them somehow to get him out of there. And he said, I really believe they let me go because I had made contact with the outside that knew where I was and knew what was going on. So he got out of that one. Then in 2013, maybe 6 months later, he was visited in his office by three women from Eastern Lightning. And they physically wrestled him to take his cell phone away after he took pictures. He said, I took pictures of you and I'm going to call the police. They physically attacked him. They came into his office to coerce him and to say, you know, you need to join the Eastern Lightning cult.
It's interesting, me, Hope, that they're so interested in a female deity at the very time in history where China itself is, at one side, trying to exterminate most of the feminine side of an entire nation. Is there something to be said for this wanton destruction that seems to be self-consuming in China, where on one end we have this devotion toward the decimation of the female population through the one-child policy, which has finally changed, and this weird, pervasive, and violent cult that is pro-woman deity? Is there something to that?
I'm going to turn the tables on you, and I'm going to say you need to write an article about that, and maybe it'll expand into a book. That's fabulous insight. I've honestly not even thought of that before. That very well could be.
Fascinating conversation between Bram and guest Hope Flinchbaugh on today's Compassion Radio, and we'll get right back to it in just a moment after this word from Cher Nelson.
Those of you who are longtime listeners know that for many, many years we've had an annual project of raising money for Bibles for China. And we've always done it over Christmas, and we are doing the project again this year, but now we're doing it for Christmas. Well, we're delighted to do so, but now we hope that your Christmas spirit is available this early to make that possible. For $6, you can place a Bible in the hands of a Christian family who is just aching for one. We know that for every Bible we place, and there are other members in the family who will have access to that Bible, that there will be four or five people come to know Christ just through the placement of one Bible. We know that there are 20,000 to 30,000 new Christians in China every day, so we know how great the need is. Now, can you get in your Christmas spirit, and can you help us to get the Bibles to China for Christmas this year? Also, as you've heard us tell you year after year, there are well over 100,000 Chinese missionaries that are moving out across the ancient Silk Road trade routes to take back all of that Islamic territory for Jesus Christ. They understand that this Back to Jerusalem movement could help stop extremist Muslim terrorism right in its tracks. And as you probably know, we also believe that that is the only answer to terrorism and Islamization, the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Our in-country partners can print and deliver these rugged Chinese language Bibles for as little as $6 a piece. Reach us at 1-800-868-2478. That's 1-800-868-2478. Now, let's get back to today's program.
I know that as far as work relationships, China tries to be very careful that they pay women and men the same amount of money for jobs. I've seen that throughout the years. But as far as the one-child policy and comparing that to the rise of the Eastern Lightning cult and a female messiah, you may have something there, spiritually speaking.
It seems like there's got to be something spiritual underscoring a lot of these trends. Do you see the Lightning cult at this point still being as pernicious within the church, and is it as influential to those who are being added to the family of the faith so fast?
Yes. Now, I'm going to go a little further with this, and I'm going to tell you, much to my surprise, only 2 weeks ago, I was asked as Hope Editors, if you hopeeditors.com, you'll see that I have an editing team, And someone said, do you have translators on your team? And we were going to translate for some people. And I stunned to find out that the translation of what was supposed to be the Bible went from Chinese, English, and then they wanted the Spanish translation. And 20-plus verses on the incarnation of Christ. I began to pick up the English. And of course, I'm thinking this is an American church, and they want from English to Spanish. I was stunned to see that it was first in Chinese, then English, and then they wanted Spanish. As I went down through the English, and it was like a whole chart full of verses, and they all looked and sounded the same, I picked up several places where Almighty God, Almighty God. Hmm. And I just shook my head, and I said, Lord, here I am. I am just Hope, the editor right now, assigning work to a team to translate, and I bumped into the Eastern Lightning Cult in my nation. Now, that's fascinating. And I can tell you another story, and I want to tell this story. I had a young reader, a teenager, who read the second book, all of the Eastern Lightning Cult. This is all covered in my second novel that's called Across the China Sky. You can find it on Amazon under my name, Hope Flinchball, or you can find it under Across the China Sky. This student had read Across the China Sky, and she wanted to go to a university. I won't say which one in China, but she wanted to go to a university. She called home. This is only a year ago, Bram, okay? She called home and she said, Mom, where's that book? There's a book on China. Go get it. Go get it. It's in the basement. She told her what it looked like. It's a green book. And so her mom went and got it. And she said, I just know that, this cult is here in this university. Mm. And she said, read to me what Hope wrote and what she said to do. How do I get out of this? Because they were, as a student, not just her, but all of the other students, this cult was infiltrating the university and following the students around to get them to go to the Eastern Lightning Cult churches, if you want to call them that. Yeah, and I also know another church on the border, right up above North Korea, they're inside China, where they physically had to pick up Eastern Lightning Cult members who infiltrated their Christian church and literally throw them out because they refused to move, but they were there and they had every ill intent. The deception with this cult is so high, and if you don't allow yourself to be persuaded to go over to the Eastern Lightning cult, they'll come after you, and they're physically very violent. It's just a very vicious cult. If you read the book, you'll see what I mean.
The experience we've had and the discussions we've had in the past about the best defense against the Lightning cult has a lot to do with preparing people's minds and hearts with the Word of God so that they truly understand what it really says and not some twisted, perverted version of it.
Exactly.
And it's why it's become such a passion for us as Compassion Radio over the years to prepare and equip the Chinese church for these kind of threats. And that's why the Bibles for China campaign, as we promoted it, has been so essential to our mission statement and is essential to the growth of the Church of China, not just to welcome in new believers to study and understand and grow in the Word, but to defend themselves against true attack that's coming up from within the church and without. So it's not just about the government. The church in China is under attack by this perverted cult, this violent cult, this worship of the Antichrist, truly. It's important for us to remember that we are equipping Christians for battle.
Exactly.
As we put the real Word of God in their hands, they're able to then understand how to wield it like the sword it really is. In your mind, Hope, what is the most important part of Scripture for those who are under attack by this kind of deception to really master and to understand?
Bram, I can't tell you how much it means to me that Compassion Radio takes Bibles into China. They still need Bibles. I mean, this is a huge nation, 1.35 billion people. That's a lot of people.
Yeah.
And they still need Bibles. As far as which scripture, I would say it's the verse that says, rightly dividing the word of truth. Mm. One of the things that I had to do was really to put a pamphlet together. And I did. I put a pamphlet together. It's in English and in Chinese. I don't know how to make it any more available. Maybe, you know, you can put one in each of your Bibles. But it talks about the Eastern Lightning Cult and gives verses on how to combat their specific beliefs. If you go to any cult, you'll know that what they do, and the devil does this as well, he takes one point of truth and then he twists it. The same as he did with Jesus and the temptation. You know, why don't you just command these stones to become bread? And hey, the angels will catch you if you fall, blow yourself off the pinnacle. And he quotes scripture. And this is exactly how this cult operates. It quotes scripture and then tells you to do something devious or worship a woman who claims to be Christ.
Hope, do you believe behind this cult right now there actually is a real human being, or is it just a myth that they are perpetuating at large?
No, I believe it really is a woman. There is a woman. How well she is now, I don't know, but there is a real person.
Okay.
She's hidden away, but she is definitely a real person. This cult has infiltrated the United States. It's seeking to go, obviously, if they're coming to me and they're, I don't think they knew who they were coming to, someone who is aware of the cult, I don't know. But if they're coming to me for Chinese to English, from English to Spanish editorial work, then what are they doing? They're trying to publish this material in English and in Spanish. So they're trying to expand outreach.
They have a missionary movement.
Exactly.
It might be ethically centered in the West for those Chinese populations that are the diaspora across the planet. But they're going after somebody, and they're willing to cross borders to do it. If you were to encourage the believers in the West, folks that are hearing this program right now, how would you encourage them to pray concerning this issue?
Well, I think, first of all, pray for yourselves. Pray for your children. Really, we need sound doctrine in our churches. As a young person, I was taught in church, I was taught in Christian school, and then I was taught in college, sound doctrine. And sometimes I would roll my eyes like, do we have to repeat this all over again? Because, you know, it's the same basic tenets of the faith. And then they would say what Calvin believed and Armenian faith. And after a while, you just thought, you know, must you go through this again? Yes, you must go through it again. You must.
With every generation.
Yes, with each generation. Yes, Jesus loves you, but don't allow your children to create their own God based on their wishes and whims and pleasures, because that's not God. We have to go back to sound doctrine. And the faith has to be faith in something that's in the Bible, not the way that they want their life to be. The real Jesus, who God is in the Word of God, and we need teachers who can rightly divide the Word of truth. So I don't think that answered your question entirely, but I feel like that one of the best things that we can do is pray for ourselves, too, that we don't fall into deception. And then to pray for our brothers and sisters, that they don't fall into the deception either. There are people who, having itching ears, will not endorse sound doctrine, but believe any wind of doctrine that comes down the pike. And they do that because there are things that they want to spend for themselves. Again, this goes back to carrying your cross, you know. Are you committed to Christ? Are you ready to pick up your cross and follow him? Or are you distracted with the pleasures of the world or the pleasures of money-making or whatever that would be? We really need to be sold-out Christians who allow Christ to just our hearts for what breaks his. And I think, you know, that sending the Bibles into China is paramount to stopping this kind of deception.
Friends, we hope that the things you've heard about today from Hope's experience, from the rich writing that she's committed to proclaiming the truth about the church in the East and the threats they're under, and what it really means for the church globally over the coming years, that it stirred your heart. And if you haven't read more of Hope's work or would like to for the first time, please check her out on Amazon. The Daughter of China was the beginning of the series of books she's been writing on the issues and the opportunities that is the church in China. And she's committed her life and her mission passion over the years to come to reaching them day by day through her radio program and Blog Talk Radio, both in Chinese and in English. So look up See Hope Lynchfall when you have a chance to out there, folks. Learn more about what God really is doing in these Eastern churches. And remember us as we work together with them to provide Bibles for the growing, booming church to get rightly translated word into the hands of believers so they can defend themselves by the Holy Spirit's discernment against the threats and the deceptions that are so obviously evident in something like the Eastern Lightning Cult. Hope, thank you for bringing all of this to our minds and our hearts today.
So glad to talk to you today, Brian. Thank you for inviting me.
We'll have you back soon, because I know there will be many more things coming up in the near future, which you have plenty to say. And we are so glad you were a friend of ours. Until then, Hope, God bless you. And thank you again for speaking so well into our lives.
Thank you.
Friends, together we inherit an incredible legacy and opportunity to support the entire body of Christ around the world. Every year, Compassion Radio partners like you play their part in helping supply the booming church with the Bibles they need to train the millions of new converts. We'll send absolutely as many of these Bibles as we can this year as you enable us to. We hope to send thousands and thousands of new Bibles through your above and beyond giving. Our in-country partners can print and deliver these rugged Chinese language Bibles for as little as $6 a piece. How many Bibles would you like to send to the fastest growing church in the world in China? For your support of Compassion Radio and our God's Word for China project this month, we'd love to send you something that will remind you to pray every day for the church in China. We have a new supply of two very special and popular crosses made in China. One is a beautiful dark mahogany-tinted wood, and the other is a pewter cross of nails. They can be worn around your neck. You can hang them from the mirror in your car, or you can pin it to your message board at home. Any way you display it, you're proclaiming your solidarity with the Christians in China and your faithful partnership with Compassion Radio. Let us know how many you'd like when you contact us today. Reach us at 1-800-868-2478. That's 1-800-868-2478. Our mailing address is Post Office Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. Again, that's Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. Or find us online at CompassionRadio.com. On behalf of Bram and Sandy Floria, Cher Nelson, and the entire Compassion Radio team, I'm Jim Governale. Have a wonderful day in the Lord, and we'll be back with you again next time with more Compassion Radio.